On SEN, questions without notice. For Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
Well, it might be questions without notice, David King, but we've got a guest who's been kind enough to give us some of his time with very little notice. His name's Mitch Cleary. I think we've still got him up there in Sydney for Channel 7, of course. Mitch, welcome.
Good morning, Sam. Kingy, thanks for having me on.
Hey, great to have you on. So you've gone up there to Sydney Airport and you've caught a sighting and had an encounter, shall we say, a chat with a returning Jordan Degaui.
Yeah, he's just landed in the last couple of hours, Sam. His flight from LAX arriving at Sydney Airport. Didn't have much to say when he got off the flight, said he wasn't able to comment for now, obviously before those court proceedings, but 8 days out, he will face the New York court. Four charges, including one charge of assault with intention to cause injury. It's expected now that he'll stay in Australia for that court hearing and be able to do the hearing via video link.
Right, so obviously with him being stood down by Collingwood, Mitch, he's just got to amuse himself and train in isolation now for a period of time up until, you would assume, that court date. And then if all things go well, he'd be welcome back into the fold, you would think.
Absolutely. Collingwood haven't had any contact with him. They can't have him inside the facilities. He's not allowed to use their club resources in any capacity. So he's out on his own for now. Craig McRae, the coach, even last week on their return to training, admitting that there's no guarantee, and Graham Wright saying as much last week, there's no guarantee of his Collingwood future. So he's on his own island, I guess, for now, Jordan Degaui, and he's left to his own devices. Flew back on his own today. He's been obviously training over in the States, as we've all seen, with a well-renowned personal trainer, Johnny Louch, a man you guys spoke to on SEN Breakfast a few weeks ago. So he's been doing the work, but that one night back in New York, that Halloween night a few weeks ago now, has come back to haunt him in a big way.
Mitch, I admire your work to get up there and get the scoop. How would you rate the performance? An outrageous success, a moderate success? Are you happy with the investment?
When you get on these flights, can you always hope the player wants to spill their guts? He didn't exactly overly want to say too much. You'll see it tonight on 7 News. Gave us a quick grab and a quick chat, but no, he's just had the blinkers on, wanted to get to his next point of destination, he was head down. So did all we could, Kingy, but you're always hoping for a bit more.
Hey, pictures speak a thousand words, Mitch. You know that already. It's all about the pictures, mate, and you've done your job there. So well done, and hey, particularly thanks for giving us some of your time this morning.
Thanks, boys.
Mitch Cleary there joining us from up in Sydney, thanks to Channel 7. As a part of questions without notice, David?
Didn't sound like outrageous success, but moderate success.
I wonder how much you did actually say. I've got a question without notice for you. Brandon Smith, we've spoken a lot about here. Star New Zealand international, of course, with the Melbourne Storm. Became a star at the Melbourne Storm and now has put it out there publicly that he very much wants to play elsewhere, potentially with the Sydney Roosters. Does he owe the Storm officials, the coach, his teammates, an apology?
100% he does. I mean, when he talks about the environment elsewhere being more professional than the Melbourne Storm, then you're talking about your people. Mm. You're talking about the coach, the strength and conditioning department, the management, your fellow teammates. So, of course he does. And I think it'd be an awkward transition back into the Melbourne Storm after such comments. Do you agree?
Absolutely, it'd be awkward.
What about when we talked to our man before regarding the horse industry
and
Tom Riley, post racing life.
Yes.
Did it shock you that 8,500 horses come out of racing?
That is a lot, isn't it? When he said it jarred. 8,500. How many of them do we know the whereabouts of? Like, okay, we know the big Group One winners, the celebrated horses, those that have, you know, strutted their stuff on Broadway. What about those that come and go?
Living legends out of
exactly.
Oakland Junction there out near the airport.
There's anyway, we know
15 of them there.
It's a dark place, that. So, that's a shockingly big number, that one. I wanted to ask you, and Daz might have texted this in earlier, what does a 10 kilograms lighter, fully rested Dustin Martin mean for the competition next year? Or can Dusty be the player that we know him to be at 10 kilos lighter?
187 centimetres, so what's that, 6'2", 6'1.5", 6'2"? And 93 kilo he was. That's the version that we'd seen. How many times have you seen him trapped one-on-one top of the goal square, use his torso to just move his opponent under the footy, out the back goal? and just be so strong.
So ancillary question, can he still do that at 10 kilos lighter? Can he monster panic defenders deep in the goal, deep in the forward line?
So does he do that through timing and subtlety and just the art of using his rump at
yes.
the right time?
Yes.
Or does he do it through sheer
it's
size?
Both. It's both. You know, it's both.
Well, maybe he can get away with it. I think that when all players get 30 plus, they try and shed kilos at some point. It just gets harder to do what you've always done.
And
this is radical and different, and for different reasons, we know that.
The vision that we saw from the wet might have even been Mitch's Mob Channel 7 that got it. The vision of him training, he's noticeably lighter,
yeah.
like skinny almost.
So is he more valued to Richmond as a midfielder or as a deep forward or a mid forward?
Well, his physical presence come round one might determine that. Well, pre-season, where can he play? Where's he best suited to playing? I don't know if he's still got the power and the explosiveness that he had. We'll wait and see.
Can't wait.
It'll
it's
be
another
fascinating.
Little asterisk on the start of the season to have a look and see if Dusty, could it aid him playing more midfield minutes? Imagine if he gets more opportunity.
Yeah, like a high half forward or something like that as well, perhaps. Indeed. Should our man Mark Williams, Kingy, the snoozing snooker player who nodded off in the middle of his championship match over there in the UK, should he get on the no-dose?
No-dose.
Or should officials schedule him for early matches, as is his request? No, no night matches for Mark.
He needs to look at his arousal levels, Mr. Williams. There's problems here. I'm more concerned for the guy that beat him. Beat him 6-5 and the guy was asleep for half the game. He should have smashed him. How does he only win 6-5
surely,
if he's snoozing and blaming COVID, the COVID legacy?
Surely it's like the pool tables at the pubs when your mate's had a few too many and he's turned away. You just slip one into the court. Just to accidentally knock a couple into the net.
That's very good.
Surely you do that, don't
what
you?
What happened to that the yellow nine?
Oh, dear. What about 5 kilos heavier Sam Walsh? He is big, says Az, who's done some track watching.
5 kilos. Well, there's some big units. I'm waiting for you to see my man out at the Bombers, Zach Reid.
We touched on this.
You're a height man. You're a size guy.
I'm big
guy.
On Zach Reid.
You're a size guy.
Only because when the footy world was falling in love this year with, you know, your Archie Perkins and your Harrison Jones and your Nick Coxes, Essendon was saying, wait until you see this guy. This is the guy that we have got massive hopes for, Zach Reid. And it was glandular fever that struck him down off the back of a really wet game at the Gabba, I think it was, this year in the end, that got him and ruined his season. But that was a Land of the Giants recruiting spree by Adrian Dodoro and co. And this man at centre-half back promises plenty.
And don't worry, there's still a photo around the office in here that Trento has been holding up of Charlie Curnow.
Oh, yeah. He's got that on his screen. His screensaver and his iPhone background as well.
All players look amazing at this stage of the year.
It is the season for the rigs, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Were you one to get the kid off?
God, don't be silly. I'm one of the fat guys.
We weren't in the fat club.
We were shirt on at all times.
You're an explosive athlete.
Shirt on at all times.
Who got the singlet off at Arden Street?
I'm not sure Carey owned a singlet for about 3 years there. Swass, the same. Stevens, the same.
Club steward wasn't getting him his gear.
Just myself and Winston and Byron.
Mickey
and
Martin.
Arch had the shirt on.
Mickey Martin.
Mimi. No, he's a big unit, Mick. Shirt off. Yeah.
Shirt off. Yeah,
shirt
I would have thought.
He's like a Hulk.
Yeah, magnificent.
Shirt off. He had the shirt off.
We'll get to the news headlines. That's enough of your Mick Martin impersonations. Back after this. Yes, welcome back. We're doing questions without notice. We've got onto the subject here. Well, first we'll talk about Dustin Martin. I've seen greyhounds fatter than Dusty, but then everyone texting about who's bigger.
Yeah.
Your man Luke Davies Uniacke has come back noticeably bigger, we're being told. Perkins is bigger.
You, we won't lose a clearance for the year.
They went into bat for Sam Walsh, who's noticeably bigger. And then this one, Kingy, your boy the Bull, looks in ripping nick. Remind us who the Bull is.
Cam Zaha.
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 One of the great characters.
I wouldn't mind a few texts coming through, just stuff you've heard already.
Track
whispers
watching.
You've heard. Or I don't even care if they're true. Just what you've heard, just throw them up.
That's one for tomorrow as well.
Dylan Shiel come fourth in the time trial yesterday. He's never come top 10 before.
I like this.
Hopefully back to his old self.
Ooh. We've touched on something here. Let's throw the lines open tomorrow on the track watchers out there. People go out and watch their team.
I want a taste today.
This is what you do, but you wait until post-Christmas, don't you, to go out there with the binocs?
Wait till the full squads are back and they start doing some actual football work, not just the basic stuff.
Okay. Let's ask Tony what he thinks. He's in Craigieburn. Welcome to the show there, Tone.
November, you boys want to jump on to my Movember boys. It's the last day. I'm trying to get a few more last-ditch funds, get towards this great cause. I don't think it's been sold too well this month or this year, so just want to know if your listeners or yourself are interested in jumping on board.
Oh, well, Tony, leave your details with Trento off air, and we'll take a look. How's the tash coming along anyway? You've had what have you got now? You've had 30 days. I imagine it's big and bushy.
Oh, mate, have you heard about Merv Hughes?
I've heard of Mervyn, vaguely, yeah. Swervyn, yep.
Well, let's just put it this way. We've got something in common in the last 30 days.
Righto, okay. I like it, Tone. Leave your details okay. with Trento, and we'll take a look at that. Dom's text in.
Dom's gone with?
Now, question without notice. No one follows the North Melbourne Football Club as closely as this man. Sam, you were meant to ask Kingy about Chris Lewis pinching his rolls, skin
right.
folds, in that 97 semi-final, remember? Kingy played a high standard that year, albeit at his absolute heaviest.
I was heaviest then.
What happened?
It was the power program. We had different strength
Crispy
and conditioning
cream program.
Models. No, Vern McMillan was the guy back then.
Just joking. Mate.
Yeah, I know. I don't care. I don't really care. I was a fat guy. I'm happy with it.
Okay, tell us a story.
But he got reported for pinching. I can't remember. Craig Kelly did as well, I think. They're the only two, I reckon.
No. Orazio Fantasia was pinched multiple times by the Hawthorn captain, Ben Stratton.
There you go.
And cited.
It's not a
he got India pinching here. Your love handles.
In a final. Then they said, whatever you do, don't hit him. Whatever you do, don't
did
hit him.
Did you want to?
I wanted to kill him.
Right.
But we couldn't. Hey, can I ask you, 7 Ballon d'Ors. Did I say Ballon d'Ors?
Leo Messi. The GOAT.
Is he the greatest
yeah,
of all
he's
time?
Yeah, he's the GOAT. He's my GOAT.
It's hands down.
It's just it's a beautiful sight watching him. The ball looks glued to his – he's been just been doing it for so long. And he, Ronaldo's a bit like, you know, Ford or Holden. It's a debate that will be had forever. And they're both superstars playing at the exact same time. But for mine – He's the greatest.
So he's got 7. How many has Ronaldo got, do you know?
He's got stacks. He has got stacks.
Stacks.
Don't know the number off the top of my head, but Trento will have a look. Right, that's questions without notice. And he's got 4. He's got 4, Cristiano
7
Ronaldo.
7-4. It's settled, isn't it?